Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. I remember hearing a preacher tell a story of a brother in Christ. Back when very few people could give a dollar bill, this man regularly gave a dollar. He would take the bill from his billfold and hold it up where everyone could see it, and then ceremoniously drop the bill into the basket or hat, which they probably used in those days. Many churches probably could not afford a plate or a basket. They just simply used some man's hat. If that story is true, and preachers would not tell untrue stories, would they? The man would have done better if he had kept his money in his billfold. Jesus charged his disciples, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father who is in heaven." Matthew 6:1. Tragically, many religious people like for others to know just how devout they are, or at least profess to be. They want people to speak of their generosity and righteousness. I am not trying to be hypocritical. Do not most of us fall into that category at some time in our lives? Have we never sung or prayed in such a fashion to have others comment on our religiosity? Have preachers never been guilty of preaching just to please the audience? These words from Jesus were designed to encourage each of us to examine his motives in worshiping God. As is so often the case in the Scriptures, Jesus presents both the negative and the positive of doing our righteous works. We're not to sound the trumpet before us to announce how much we're going to give. Among the Jewish people, according to Jesus, some sounded a trumpet in the synagogues and in the streets when they wanted others to honor them for their good works. They were seeking the glory of men. Jesus said very plainly and very bluntly, "They have their reward." Matthew 6:2. If we want others to praise us for our giving or for other good works, we should not do them in the name of Christ. We ought just to admit that we are giving to impress others, not to glorify the God of heaven. On the positive side, Jesus said, "When you give your alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand does." Matthew 6:3. This proverbial expression simply says, we should give of our alms in secret. There should be no fanfare, no blowing of the trumpet, no boasting of our liberality. We should just open our hearts and our pocketbooks and give lovingly, graciously, and freely to the cause of Jesus Christ. When we give in the manner prescribed by the Lord, we will be blessed beyond what we have ever dreamed. That does not mean, as some television evangelists have argued, that when you give $1 to the Lord, He will give you 10 in return. In fact, there are no promises of reaping financially for generous sowing. But God will unquestionably bless us beyond our just deserts. But this I say, he who sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he who sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. 2 Corinthians 9:6. The Apostle Paul adds, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work. As it is written, He has dispersed abroad, He has given to the poor, His righteousness remains forever." 2 Corinthians 9:8-9. Worship to God, whether in singing or in giving or in taking the Lord's Supper, is one of man's greatest opportunities and blessings. But not all worship is pleasing to God. It must be according to the divine pattern given in the New Testament. Jesus tells us to give our alms to honor God and to do it in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Matthew 6:4. What a great day it will be to hear our Lord say, "You have been faithful in a few things. I will make you ruler over many." Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.